got a few more songs. What do you guys have next?
Okay. Let's kick it over to Ty again.
Yes.
Our fabulous percussionist.
We're doing Lala. And I think I'll have you describe what the song is.
Who's you, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Lala.
Lala Mapenzi Lala. It's a song about losing sleep over your loved one. Because Lala means sleep in Swahili. Yes. So, Lala Mapenzi
Lala. Sleep
well
is Lala Salama.
Yes, Lala Salama, sleep well. But Lala Mapenzi Lala. It's like sleep. Like you don't get any sleep over your loved one.
Yeah.
Sing it to them, girl.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Thank you.
Sounds of Tarab live here, WFMU, interpreting the Tarab music of coastal East Africa. Very interesting mix of influences and elements, as we've been talking about. They'll be playing on April 27th at the Lafayette Grill, and you can check them out at myspace.com, Sounds of Tarab, two A's at the end there, T-A-R-A-A-B. And Taye was singing on that track. Have you sung in Swahili before?
I have. I've sung in Gaelic. I've sung in Amharic. So I like to mix it up.
Do you know much Swahili yourself, or is it?
No, not really. You know, I kind of just kind of latch onto the sounds of the words phonetically. If the rhythm is happening and the song is popping, I just kind of learn it phonetically.
Well, you know, that's what ABBA did with English, and sold millions of records. So, Sounds of Tarab here live. We have a couple songs left, but we should really introduce the members and the instruments. I probably should have done that earlier because we've been talking kind of. But tell us who's here. Who wants to
go first? Well, there's our lovely singer, of course, first. Let's talk about
her. My name is Asara on vocals. And, of course, we have Ishmael on accordion.
And
Michael's playing violin, and also a Nai flute, which is an instrument, a very simple instrument with seven holes from Egypt. Very old instrument. What are you playing, Hike? What is that thing?
My name is Hike. I'm playing a fretless lute. It's called an oud.
Oh.
And with the fretless, I can do any scales that Michael can do on his fretless violin.
So that counts me out.
It's a competition.
Can't be sure if you're out of tune or what. No.
Yeah. I love this that, you know, we're on the radio, but it's like we're holding the instruments up. This is a violin. This is new. Like, they can, you know, people can't see it, you know.
Yeah. Well, the oud is a beautiful, it's a beautiful instrument.
Absolutely.
Big.
And they can come down to the Lafayette on the 27th.
And you'll see it.
Yeah. We also have on this side of the room, we have Nicole LeKern on drums.
What drums?
Come on, Nicole, tell us. What drums?
I don't have a microphone. Yeah. Various types of percussion, mostly Arabic drums. We have the Egyptian tabla, most people know it as Dumbek or Darbuka. I have a frame drum called Def, Mazhar, Nekrozan, Maktoum, depending on where you're from and how you know it, and also the rick, which is Arabic tambourine.
Yeah.
And this is Taye again, and I'm playing a variety of things also. One is Dumbek, Shekere, which is a gourd instrument from Africa with beads strung around, and Pandero. And this wonderful little instrument I picked up called Moroccan reeds, which is just a bunch of reeds connected together. Like a broom, yeah.
Right. Interesting.
And Nicole is sitting in with us tonight. She plays with us quite often, and we're glad to have her. Our regular drummer is April Centrone, who's right here in Hoboken. She lives, she's not native of Hoboken, but she lives in Hoboken.
Oh, wow.
Right down the street.
And she's down the street, and she set up the... Stop holding your instruments up. She's the one who set up the MySpace site because I'm new to computers. So
yeah,
it's,
we're all technically
enough. No, not all of us. Just me, I think. You know, coming
no,
out
yeah,
of
no, no. Nicole's really good at this stuff.
Well, be.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is then. Well, welcome. You know, so.
Be a MySpace friend.
And I'm moving up.
She's moving on.
I'm getting technically adept.
You got to go there.
You know, Robert, on the 27th in the Lafayette. We're doing a double bill there. The actual name of the whole program there is called Passion of Africa. And we're doing a double bill with Rashid Halihal's group, known as Layali El Andalus. And they do music for Morocco and
Algeria,
the Maghreb, what's known in the Arabic as the Maghreb, the Western, North African. So it's a double bill of these two bands.
You get two bands for the price of one.
He played, he did one of our remotes at Barbez. We're actually doing another one next week, but he's not.
Oh, okay.
One. But he's a cool guy, great musician. Mm-hmm. He actually got to tour with Rashid Taha in the U.S., which kind of exciting. So that's cool. So both of you together, that's the 27th at the Lafayette Grill, 54 Franklin Street, downtown. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it, yeah. And we have fine dancers, too. Sigrid Ahrens, and also from Zimbabwe, Rijeko Dumbuchena.
Ah.
She's very exciting.
She's really exciting.
She's
really wonderful. And aside from the fabulous dancers, we're all really, really hot.
I can attest to that.
You should come look at us.
Ismail, would you say something about Indian Ocean culture, what we've talked about on occasion, how there's a sort of a common culture in the Indian Ocean, the Gulf states and India?
Right, the Indian Ocean
culture.
Area.
The Dhow trade. For
right, the Dhows, which are these boats, that's kind of the symbol of Zanzibar. Yeah. They've been plowing for, you know, millennia back and forth. I mean, very often history is based on, Michael and I talk about this a lot, you know, around basins and around oceans, and like you have Mediterranean and you have the North Sea, and there also has been for thousands of years an Indian Ocean culture mm-hmm. of trading going back and forth, you mm-hmm. know.
Various languages, various religions.
Yeah, all the way into Indonesia. So into there's spices Indonesia. And coffee going back and forth, and that's what basically Zanzibar is all about. It's this trade in spices. So that's why the music, we find it so rich, because it's so many different ideas. And that's what's fascinating about that.
Bit of a crossroads.
crossroads.
yeah. But oceanically, I guess.
Oceanic, of course.
Oceanic.
All right. Sounds of Tarab, live here at WFMU. You're going to do a couple more pieces. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's next.